Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
And we are also joined by wonderful, I don't know, first-time guest, Jackson Bailey.
Yeah. I've never been on this podcast before, yeah.
And today we are talking hermits.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Shh, shh,
shh. Don't go outside. You gotta be so freaking quiet.
Hermit's quiet, generally? I guess so. It's a quiet solitude, but
yeah,
I
actually,
quiet
I guess because no one's around them, it's like a tree falling in the forest type deal. We'll never know if a hermit's truly loud. I've always imagined hermits to be loud, but they could actually be annoying. That's hard to think about. Hermits could suck.
I think they almost definitely would, because if they were good people to be around, they wouldn't be hermits.
No, yeah, hermits. Okay. No, I've always thought hermits to be people who have chosen their life. They're like, I'm picking this.
Yeah, but I feel like if you have a cool life and you got lots of friends and a bunch of girlfriends,
you're not
going
to dip.
You're not going
to just go and live in a garden or
you're
whatever.
A hermit because your life sucks, but probably because you're an asshole. That's what I
Yeah, I think fair enough.
What?
And if you're because if you're a piece of shit, you could just be like, it's kind of like to get your stocks up a little bit. You're like, hey,
yeah, it's a whole thing. It's not. It's like you can't find me. I quit. It's like no,
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Have any. Yeah,
I love this. I actually hate human company, and I'm going to go live in a cave somewhere.
Yeah, everyone's deserting me. I'm deserting everyone on Earth. I win.
I've always thought them to be just like, you know what? I'd love to tend to my garden. Nothing brings more of a peaceful joy. I always thought of hermits as people who have like ascended a little bit.
No, you're reading too much into the hermit propaganda, Cass.
Yeah, I think there's some. That's what the hermits want.
How did I even get a hold of it? They're inside.
Mate, they got all day to plan their.
That's
all they do.
All right. Okay. If you had to pick between, you can have as many Zoom calls, phone calls, whatever, never seeing another person face to face again in your life, or never being able to be alone.
Hmm.
Would you pick it?
I think I would rather to never see a person face to face in my life.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I'd herm.
Well, wait. So can I? You just said can I have Zoom calls and phone calls?
Yeah, but
that'd
if
last me, I'd be fine.
Are you serious?
I think that'd be enough. I think that'd be enough.
The trade-off is, like, I was thinking, like, oh, it's an easy choice. But the bad part about always having someone around is obviously no moments of solitude, but that means, like, piss, shit, shower. That's
no,
a group
that's
activity.
Can I just point out, I know, Jackson, that you went on holidays not that long ago and you went by yourself.
Yeah.
And you told me, you're like, specifically, you're like, I'm very rarely ever alone. I'm going to go on this solo holiday. I'm going to be fully alone for 2 weeks. I've pretty much never done that. And you almost died because you got lost in a snowstorm.
Well, I didn't get lost in the snowstorm. I just had no option but to continue walking along the main road for 7 hours in the
snowstorm. You did a 7-hour walk in a snowstorm.
Yeah. That was...
But he did it.
That was within your first 2 weeks of being alone.
But we got no guarantee that would happen again.
I think there is some precedent that says, I would guarantee it.
What if he learns?
What if I learn? Exactly.
Jackson, did you learn, do you think?
No, not at all. Not even an iota. I'm incapable of learning. It's just not, it's not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Well, but I can call people, you know. So I can still, if I need help.
Yeah, but in the real life time where you got lost in the snowstorm, you could have called people.
No, my phone was out of battery.
Oh, no.
How did you get help, Jackson?
I did it. Oh, I had to hitchhike. Yeah.
Yeah, so you had to physically see people.
Yeah, but I guess I could be like, I hitchhike. What? Well, tell me what happens then. What happens if I break the rules?
Well, I think you die. It's a curse.
I die?
Yeah.
Okay. You die.
Well, then I,
No, you're
being tortured to death.
Yeah. I don't think you can break the rules. In my imagination, this is entirely magic. So once you've picked it, like I might want to pee, and someone will be like, "Yeah, I'll be there." Like, even if they don't want to come with me, they're going to be like, "I'm coming.
I'll let me join you. Let me join you." What I think I would dislike about that, Cass, is that so like pissing, showering, shitting, masturbating as well. These are all solo activities that we've had to, by and large, figure out on our own, right? You know, and then all of a sudden you've got an outside observer. Like, what if you're doing it wrong?
I think about that a lot. I think I wipe wrong. Have I talked about this before? I think I go back to front. I reach betwixt my legs.
So you don't go from the back.
No, that's crazy to me. What? That makes no sense.
You need to check your gooch for gunk then.
Oh my god, I don't need to check my gooch for gunk, okay? I'm not an imbecile. I know when to stop. I've got nerve endings in the gooch. There's no gunk, okay? Thank you.
How do you know if it's not caked up with gunk?
Because how would I not know that? Of course I know it's not. I've got nerve endings there. I can see it, I think, for the most part. I can feel it. I've got fine motor control in my fingers. I've been doing this for... 45 years,
Well, look. No, you see, this is the fear of somebody watching you, and that means somebody judging you. They're staring at you, taking your shit. You reach between your legs to wipe.
Yeah, move They're my balls horrifying. Out of the way, and they go, "What are you doing?
Whoa, time out!"
Yeah, and I watched someone wipe. It was a friend of mine. Two friends of mine, one of them was in a bathroom and the other one broke into the bathroom and filmed him wiping and then put it on Instagram. I wasn't there. Just because they're just lovable goofballs. And then I saw him doing the back to front, like sort of tilting to one butt cheek and going underneath.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's fucked. That's actually fucked. I'm going to stay sitting the entire time.
I think the most insane way to wipe would be to completely pivot like you're a lid opening. And then instead of going
side to side,
you could do it.
That would be doable. I think I may have talked about this on the podcast before. Once I have enough money to pay people fairly for it, I would love to do like a years long art project for people who are keen on being involved.
Yeah.
Where for like 2 to 3 years of their life, get filmed every single time they have a shower and drive their car.
Whoa.
Because they just need to get used to having the cameras there, getting used to having the cameras there, and then forgetting about the cameras. Because I think everyone wants to know how people do it.
Yeah,
like, how people drive.
Like when they're alone. Like
there's
when people
there's
are
whole
actually...
lessons on that, Kat. It's not like wiping.
No, like how people react.
There are rules for driving.
The cameras on the person. I want to look at people's faces. Like, are they singing along? Are they talking to themselves? Like when they're having a shower, are you having a
cars
dance?
Cars have windows. You can see that happen.
Well, you can't see strangers.
You're not staring into people's cars while you're driving.
You can, though, is what I'm saying.
No, not the whole time, because I'm eyes on the road. I'm safe. I'm a safe driver.
That's not true, Cass.
I'm a safe
that's not
driver.
True.
I haven't had a crash in so long.
That's great.
Is that? Do you know why?
Why?
Because I told you to adjust your seat because you were driving too low. Can we talk about... All right, so me and Cass were driving home. Do you know this story, Jackson?
No, I don't.
Me and Cass were driving home from somewhere. Cass was giving me a lift. And I look and I realize Cass is fairly short, but she's not that short.
Yeah,
and
I'm normal.
Cass is very normal.
Her steering wheel, the top of her steering wheel was, this is not a joke, this is not an exaggeration, aligned to her eyes. So she was so far down in the seat was so low that the top of the steering wheel was up to her eyeballs.
Cass was you were going full hands mole man.
Yeah, it's insane. And so I said, Cass... I think maybe it was the next day. I said, Cass, why do you drive so low? She goes, oh, I'm short. I have to have the seat that low. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to reach the pedals. And I said...
While we were driving.
I said, there's no way that's true. Adjust your seat right now because you'll be able to do it. And Cass goes, and she adjusted the seat. She could reach the pedals. And she's like, oh, I can see the whole dashboard now. I can see all the dials.
That's amazing. So look,
I can see the bonnet of my car. Oh.
You were seeing so... Oh my god.
Have you had a crash since then, Cass?
No.
Okay. It sounds like a no but.
Some of them I don't think count. So.
Okay. What car crashes don't count?
Like sometimes you'll smack into something and your window flaps in. That doesn't count. And sometimes.
Okay.
Because the windows, the little, mirrors designed to flap.
Yeah.
And the other day I was reversing into a tight car park and there was a trailer behind me. And then I got out of the car and was like, let's see how close I got to that trailer. And the trailer had an extra sticky outy bit that was actually sticking into my license plate. But that also doesn't count because it's the metal sticky outy bit into my license plate.
But you backed into it.
So slowly that I didn't even realize, which means there was no damage.
So if you don't realize you've crashed, it doesn't
count. It's not a crash. Caused harm?
It isn't a crash. That is true. That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, you caused harm to your license plate.
Yeah, did get a
it's a
car.
It goes on the ground.
I suppose so.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I suppose.
Well, I guess if you had somebody with you at all times, they could point out things like this. It might improve your life.
Oh,
they get
maybe
Hayden wiping normally. You might be, you know, driving regularly quicker. It could be good.
I'm normal now. I adjusted this. I saw a meme ages ago where someone's like, hey, did you know that tall people can see the whole bonnet of their car? And I'm like, are you serious? That's fucked up. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I didn't know that that was an option for me.
Yeah.
It is an option because they designed the seats so that everyone can see.
Well, you can see the bonnet, can't you?
And now I've adjusted it and now it's all good.
Yeah.
I was in the car the other day in the passenger seat and we saw a car drive past us and the guy in the passenger seat of the other car reached out with his arm holding a metal baseball bat and swung it angrily at the car that just passed him.
Whoa.
I don't know what that's we witnessed, but that was like something funny out of Grand Theft Auto. It was crazy.
That's wild.
Oh, speaking of waving things out of car windows, the other day I was driving along, other month, I guess, and someone held a little sign, a metal embossed sign out of their window that said, check your brake lights.
Oh my God.
I was in the car with you that time.
They had that. That's incredible.
I was thinking, he would have been so chuffed that he finally got to use that metal sign.
Yeah.
Do you think
what other signs does he have in the car?
He must have a whole like flip book full of them or something.
Flips through them like a carpet sample.
I've always wanted to be like, I wish there was like a text line or somewhere like just only for chill shit where you could text a license plate and the person who owned the license plate would get a notification being like, hey, one of your lights is broken. Just because like you never want to dob someone in, but you don't want them to get in trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he's
so
figured
cool.
it out. And then so 2 days cool. ago I got it fixed.
Nice.
Oh, nice. That's great.
I remember once when I was in Queensland, I was working at the radio station. At the radio station in Queensland.
Yeah, the one in Queensland.
So the station was called Hit, and I was driving the Hitmobile, is what we're calling it. Or is this like big like truck? If you're an American, is what you call it. It'd be a big four-door ute if you're Australian. Yeah. And it's like wrapped in this bright pink and bright blue like signage and stuff. It's very clear where it's from. And someone on the freeway, they were behind me, then they overtook me and then sort of were a bit in front of me, but in the right lane, and they held out a sign on like, well, it's not held out a piece of paper, and then they did some kind of hand movement. I'm not really sure what it was, and I've always since tried to figure it out because I couldn't read the piece of paper because they'd written on something in pen, and it wasn't thick enough for me to know what they wrote, and the hand movement I didn't quite get. I think it was a thumbs up. They didn't give me a thumbs up.
Okay, so it was positive.
But it could have been a sarcastic thumbs up, and the sign could have been like, "Fuck you, you're a slow driver. Your radio station sucks."
Nice radio
or
station.
Or it could have
dickhead.
Been, you know, "I love you guys, you rock." But I'm starting to think it was probably the first one. Yeah.
You'll never know.
I'll never know. It eats away at me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I, personally, currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
What's something you've always wanted to throw out of a car window? Like, obviously you can't throw anything out of a car window. That's littering. But yeah, surely there's something that while you're driving, say 100 on a highway, what's something you've always wanted to just whip out a car window and onto the road?
I think fruit is probably a good one.
Fruit is good. Fruit
I remember
good.
I was but in Cass the car. Says what,
Cass was saying one time like she's done something. I don't know.
That's all right. We can get to mine in a bit. Hayden, go.
Well, I was going to say one time I was in the car in primary school with my friend in primary school, and he used to just piff apples out the windows and try and get them into people's bins on the front.
That's awesome.
That's
and
fun.
His mom was chill with it. He's like, yeah, it's an apple, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right. It's an apple, it's a bin.
Yeah. Who cares?
That feeds a bird, baby.
Yeah.
As a kid, like, I would throw an apple core at the window.
Oh, it was an apple core, sorry. It wasn't a full apple.
That's much better. Full apples, low impact.
It was waste.
Yeah, because a possum will get it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what we said in our family. We'd say the same thing if you threw chewing gum out a window. Yeah, a possum will get it. A chicken will get it. Whatever. Don't even
stress.
Wait,
so you threw chewing gum out the window?
Yeah, once it's lost its flavor, you just...
No.
You can't do that with chewing gum.
That's
chewing
plastic.
It's got actual plastic in it, most of them. it doesn't degrade.
Yeah, that's...
It doesn't rot.
You've lost us, Jackson.
You know when you go into a car park and there's all these like black swatches on the ground?
Yeah,
it's all chewing gum. It's all chewing gum that's just been there for a million years.
It's part of the charm of the environment. Yeah. Imagine how much you'd miss it if that wasn't there, you know?
I wouldn't miss it. I would rejoice.
Yeah, imagine some countries just have banned it completely.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Fair enough. Fair enough. Good on
that is fair enough.
On the way to the studio the other day, I was walking down the street, and just in one of the pavers, like one square of concrete on the footpath, there was like a million like little blotches like that. It was like almost that someone every day would spit gum in that one spot or something.
That's
There was nothing in either side of that paver. I was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe someone, like, I don't know, is addicted to, like, Nicorette gum.
And that's just where, like, every single day.
Yeah, instead of going to have a smoke, they have a chew out in there. But then I walk, like, another 100 meters, and there was another one. Just one just one square of concrete that was covered in just, like,
gum.
That's
so weird.
That I could not figure out what it was. I was thinking, like, maybe some of the, like, trees produce a weird fruit, and they only fall on this one bit, or maybe,
there's a tree near my house.
Yeah.
That always underneath it is this disgusting glob, and I can never figure out what it is. But it's
the same glob, or is it an ever-changing glob?
It's an ever-changing glob because the glob will slop onto the pavement, and it looks like if you turned a rat inside out. That's like the vibes of it. It's rancid.
Is it on the ground, or is it like seeping from the tree?
It's on the ground, but it's always in the same place.
Glob slop.
And every time I go past it, I'm like, ew, oh, there's that glob again. And then over time, that glob kind of fades away.
Yeah.
And there'll just be a stain left on the concrete. And then like I'll go back by another time, and there'll be another slop on the ground.
Do you know what kind of fruit it is?
That's so gross.
I don't think it's a fruit. The tree's got no fruit in it.
Maybe like a fox lives there or something, and it's like it actually is an inside out rat.
Yeah, it could just be a rat.
I've never wanted to get close. It doesn't smell. It's got no smell. But I've never wanted to get close enough to like investigate it, but it's very disgusting. I don't know what it is.
Is there currently a glob, do you know?
I haven't checked recently, but if there is, next time I see it, I'll take a photograph.
Yeah, take a photo. If you see it this week... Take a photo. We'll put it on our socials.
Yeah, great. And everybody
at Shut Up a Sec Pod or whatever their fucking Twitter is. I can't remember.
And everybody
at
can
shut
look
up a sec.
At Shut Up a Sec.
Yeah, and we can see if some people can identify what the hell is falling out of
this
tree.
Glob? Yeah.
And hey, if you've got a mystery glob, tweet us. We'll make our this week only we're a glob identification channel.
Exactly.
Absolutely, we are.
You're a gimmick Twitter account. What is this glob?
What's that glob?
Yeah. What's
Cass,
that glob?
You were going to say one time you threw something out of a car.
Yeah. Oh. One time I was in the car in primary school.
Yeah.
A likely story. And I was eating like a sandwich or something and it was wrapped in alfoil. And as I had unwrapped the alfoil, we were driving really fast with the windows open and the alfoil was taken by the wind and flew out the window.
Oh, wow.
Which is just, you know, unlucky. Yeah. But looked pretty. I wish I could just drop lots of alfoil out a car window going at speed, because when alfoil's been crumpled and uncrumpled, they retain a bit of structure, so when it catches the wind, it like flies and does shapes.
Yeah. And it would be all reflecting in like a disco ball.
Yeah. Imagine just like piffing slightly crumpled and then reopened bits of alfoil out either side of a car window at 100k an hour.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Beautiful.
I think I would like to do a McDonald's double cheeseburger meal. And
the whole meal?
Yeah, the whole meal.
Yeah.
And the way I would want to do it is I would want to wind down the window going 100 miles an hour, cheeseburger in hand, extend my hand out the window, not letting go of the cheeseburger at first and letting the wind just like flop it about and then letting go. And then doing that the same with the chips and the same with the drink. I think that would be awesome.
That would be good.
Like you feel the pressure, like when you hold your hand out the window and you kind of do like the wavy motion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just hold
the cheeseburger.
Maybe the cheeseburgers, you even hold your palm flat and the cheeseburger's just kept there by the pressure. And then you just tilt your hand and watch the cheeseburger go flip and flip away.
Okay, I'm going to be in the car behind you trying to catch it. it'll be me out the window going,
Do you reckon you could do that? Do you reckon you could, like, you could probably do that, right?
Why not?
Are you talking first go? Could I do that?
Not first go. But it's
with training, anything's possible.
Okay.
I have a sharp mind, quick reflexes, and a keen ability to learn.
What you need is a big funnel. I think that'll really.
Oh,
that's cheating. That's not catching. That's funneling.
You're still getting a high speed cheeseburger in your mouth.
The
funnel slows it.
Yeah, the funnel would slow it.
Yeah, you're right.
You'd need to look at the aerodynamics of a car. Oh, grease the funnel.
Yeah.
Funnel greasing.
Butter the funnel on the inside.
Oh, butter it. That makes more sense. I was thinking like motor oil or something. Butter's a better option.
Delicious. Yeah. I think that we should try and figure out how to do this. Because like the aerodynamics of a car, you just need to learn how, when you throw a cheeseburger out a car window, does it just whip straight back? Does it get like tucked into the airflow of the car? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like there'd be some kind of slipstream or something. It might
That's what I'm concerned
into.
About.
A cheeseburger slipstream.
Hey, do you guys want to know the history of hermits?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, tell me about them.
Well, desperately. In the 1700s, the 18th century, I believe, there was a big fad of getting actual hermits in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
And so, really, obviously, massively rich people who had, like, ginormous estates would just build a little sort of rocky, caverny bit and hire people to live there, and they sort of would take care of the land a little bit and would just sort of be, I don't know, funny guys people could come and see.
So it's like a real-life garden gnome.
They're known as ornamental hermits, and, like they were living in, like, purposely built grottos or rockeries, and they were expected to live permanently on-site to shun the public life and live in solitude, and they were encouraged to dress like druids. Some would go as far as not bathing, and they would never trim their hair or nails or anything to get massively freaky looking. They were given food, and they were cared for, and they were given a bit of money. Yeah. And they were also expected to give, like, life advice to anyone who would come through.
Did they get, like, a little phrase book or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They were
just supposed to be wise old men, I suppose. Yeah. And they were supposed to offer entertainment to guests in the form of poetry or potentially serving wine.
That's amazing.
It was big in England, obviously, sometimes seen in Scotland and Ireland.
Do you reckon you'd do it?
Oh, yeah, big time.
How long would you take a contract?
I could do a year contract as a hermit, and I think it would do wonders for my mental health.
Well,
meltdowns is what you nearly said, and
it would
I think
you're right.
Wonders
for my meltdown, yeah, absolutely.
So the salary, well, one guy is the Honourable Charles Hamilton, hired a hermit to live there for 7 years, Oh. Not allowed to leave the estate, can't speak with anyone or cut his hair. That was the deal. And he got £700, which is $77,000 American dollars today. But that's for 7 years. So it's like $11,000 a year.
That's not US. Really.
That's not what's that, very like, much.
18,000 Australian or something.
That's not heaps. That's
I
not
think
really
Centrelink's more.
Yes, yeah, it is. But you get to live rent free. And that's true. You get.
You're not
free
spending
food,
the money.
And okay, you get so to you be get... a druid.
Yeah.
He was unfortunately
like
that specific hermit was fired because he was at the pub 3 weeks after getting hired, and he got spotted at the pub.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember reading about all of these hermits, and that a lot of them were asked to take vows of silence as well, but that nobody lasted the year. That like it was just nobody could do it.
Yeah, it does sound like a very unique form of torture.
Absolutely. But like,
we get paid for it, so that's all right.
No, but that's the thing. Like, it seems like a good deal, and it seems like, oh, you still get to serve wine and give advice to people, but there's.
You still get to serve wine. Yeah, lucky me.
Like, you're like, oh, okay. Do you want to be a hermit? But, you know, like, it's not actually a hermit. We feed you, still... we give you a board, and you can, like, you still see people, you'll, like, serve the wine. Like, so you'd still feel like you're a bit a part of society.
Yeah,
and then
I guess so.
Just to be so close to
but
human interaction.
Not able to communicate. Yeah, no.
If you guys were freelance hermits, what would your like point of difference be to be the best kind of hermit? Because I was thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I reckon I'd try and lean into the garden wizard guy thing, and I would get two pot plants or two pots filled with dirt. Yeah. And then I would bury my feet in each of the pots.
Oh, my God.
And I would
God.
Plant a bunch of climbing ivy in the things so that over the course of a year or two, this ivy would climb all over my body and I'd be some kind of garden man.
So not only are you incapable of talking, you've also stopped yourself from moving, too.
No, because they're pot plants. I can walk around. They're just like big, unhealthy shoots.
Fair enough, yeah.
And I'm assuming my feet would rot, but my pot would become my new foot.
You'd actually get trench foot anymore. It would be Stolen Valley. You'd get trench foot.
Yeah. People would be like, oh, were you at war? And you would be like, no. Something even more awesome.
No, but
just get air
the pots would never leave my feet, so no one would even know I have trench foot. I'm imagining very quickly my feet would just become skeleton feet.
Yeah.
And the ivy would eat my meat.
Bone feet.
Why not? So, why not just...
Meat ivy? Oh, no.
You can get little air plants that'll climb you.
Yeah, but that's true.
Yeah, but that is good.
Wear plastic like around your feet when you put them in.
Because
you'd still get trench foot. You're still going to sweat and then sit in the sweat.
I know, that's part of it.
Okay, that's part of it.
That's how I make my 11 grand a year.
Oh, God.
I think I would do it by, I would say that I was in touch with the, okay, step one is shave all the hair off my head, okay?
Wait, how? Are you going full worm? Are you shaving
your
eyebrows?
Full worm. Yeah. Even eyebrows, okay? And then I have tucked away, hidden in a little chest, a fake wig, it's a real wig, but fake hair, fake beard, fake eyebrows, and I convince my employer that I'm in touch with the realm of the fae, and occasionally I must go away to the fairy realm. And when I'm gone, that's actually because I'm communing with the fairies, but actually that's when I put on my hair and mustache and go into like a town over, and I just like live there for 6 months.
Yeah.
Go to the pub. Hang out, chill with my friends or whatever, roll back in, get rid of my hair, say, oh, I've returned, I've got this wisdom. Mm-hmm. 11 grand a year and I barely need to be in the grotto. I'm in the grotto freaking every once a week.
Okay, can I add to your
please
thing? See if you can get two sets of wigs, one for disguise Jackson and then another one of really long hair so that when you come back, it looks like you've been gone for months, and you're like, wow,
clever.
Sorry, time's longer in the Fae realm.
Yeah, excuse me. Sorry about that, Mr. the good Lord Hamilton or whatever your name is. My bad. And then shave it all off, bald again.
You're like, I have to go and shave. Thank you so much. Here's a present from the realm. They'll be like, this tastes like the pies from down the road. They're like, that's crazy.
They did that.
They
the fairies did
the
that on purpose.
Recipe.
Yeah. We all went for three different strategies there, and none of them were good. And that's good.
I think mine was pretty good, but whatever.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Do you want to know a fact about Hermit Crab?
Yes, please.
Yes, I do.
So I was wondering, like, I know little snails. I've seen little aquatic snails at infancy, and they've got tiny little shells, and it's beautiful. I didn't know that hermit crabs aren't even born with anything.
They find them.
They have to find all of them, and their species survival is dependent on how many shells are going. They don't eat. They don't kill people for the shells or the or animals.
Kill
they don't kill
people.
They don't kill people for the shells.
They might have to.
They'll fight each other for a shell, but they won't kill an animal to take its shell. So if the other animals are thriving, they die. And the risk of not sizing up in a hermit crab shell is because if you can't fully go in your shell, like if you're getting too big, that's when those other animals that eat people out of their shells.
Stop calling them people.
Crabs are people, baby.
They're hermits.
Crabs are the best people. So is if your shell's like too small, is that when you're likely to be eaten by other crabs?
Yeah, you're sticking out of your shell. It's embarrassing. Mm. People are like, there's a guy in there. I'm going to eat them.
Oh, are you going to talk about how they go on the big line?
I wasn't going to talk about the big line. I feel like we've already talked about the big line. Did you both know about the big line?
I know about the big line.
They swap their shells.
They're getting a big line.
If they're all getting too big for their shells, there'll be a crab that'll go to a shell and be like, oh, that's not the right size. So they'll just sit next to that shell. And then eventually a bunch of other hermit crabs who need to swap their shells will all get in this big line and they'll go from smallest to biggest.
They're so organized.
And then once that has happened, they'll all shift one shell up.
Mm. That's so good. What about the... Does that work out for every crab, or does one crab end up nude?
I think...
No, because there's a spare shell. So
yeah, because it's the one that they've come to and been like, that shell's too big.
I'm going to wait
in line for this shell, and then they'll just arrange themselves until all the shells are full.
Do you remember that story about that kid that had a little snail in his knee, and then he loved the snail?
What?
There
was like a kid, and he had like a snail in his knee, and then his knee gave birth.
What do you mean?
What do you mean by snail in his knee?
He had it. What do you think I mean? He had a snail in his knee.
Under the skin?
Yeah.
In the bone or just like in the crease?
See, this is from CNN Health. Sea snail hatches, grows inside California boy's knee.
California boy, no!
California boy. So he was walking along the beach when he dinged his knee on a rock.
Yeah.
They cleaned it up. They put a Band-Aid on it. They didn't worry about it. But then it got really infected and swollen. Mm-hmm. They thought it might have been a staph infection because there was a bump. So... the mum took matters into her own hands, squeezed it with her fingers, and out popped the little snail.
Jesus.
And yeah. It was fine. The baby was happy about it. I mean, the California boy loved it from memory. He was like full on really happy about the snail in his knee. Yeah. There's a very famous picture of him, and he's overjoyed. I'm going to put it in the...
A very famous picture of him.
Massively famous. I'm going to put it in our chat on Workplace Messenger. Uh-huh. That's right. We use Workplace, baby.
Yes, we do. We love We love Zuck.
We love him. There you go. He had a snail in his knee. It was awesome.
Jesus Christ. He does look fucking stoked.
He's stoked about the snail in his knee.
Oh, my God. I've never seen a happier boy.
Yeah. Tell me you wouldn't be happy. You're a grubby little 10-year-old boy who had a snail in his skin.
Sorry, hang on.
That's good stuff.
That kid was 4 years old, and also his name is Paul Franklin, the name of a 52-year-old.
Yeah,
don't name your child Paul Franklin.
Well, but that makes sense.
He'll grow into it.
They're preserving old man names for the future. If everyone gives their kids' names, in 50 years, we're going to have a bunch of old men named, I don't know.
Come on, give us a kid's name. You've walked yourself into this.
Yeah,
Shaden.
That's on you.
Shaden. Why did you pick your own name?
No.
And add an SH to the front. Shaden.
I'm personally really excited for...
I should have said Billy, fuck.
That's William.
That's William.
Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right.
Or we should have picked Shaxon or Shass.
Shassandra.
No, I met a boy named Shaden once.
That's ridiculous.
And you thought, oh, that's not going to last.
Well, that's either that's my name, but with an S on it.
Do you guys know, I don't know if this guy's a traditional hermit, but I read about him recently. There was this guy who, when he was born, his mother died in childbirth, and he was immediately given to this monastery. And a big deal with the monastery was that no women were ever allowed to enter it. And so the guy lived his whole life and never saw what a woman looked like until he died at 70.
In which case, he went to heaven.
Wait, he never saw a woman ever?
Never saw a woman. Had no idea what a woman looked like. Just didn't know.
And you said until he died.
He went from 0 to 70 years old, he never saw a woman.
That's I know Jackson's crazy. Making it sound like he did eventually see one upon his death, but he didn't.
Yeah.
No.
He was taken
I don't know why you,
woman,
you keep wording it like that.
Smothered by a lady.
Yeah, hundreds of women came into his deathbed. No, but he never saw a woman.
Did you ever see
a
drawing of a woman or anything? Wouldn't that be?
No, I don't think
what
was
year
any...
was this?
Like,
is it relatively recent or is it like the 1600s?
It was like, I think it might have been like the 1800s. He died at 82 in 1938. Okay. So, yeah, 1856 is when he was born. His mother died 4 hours after his birth. He was adopted by the monastery. There was a law passed in 1060 banning women and animals from the monastery.
So he never saw an animal either?
I guess not.
Oh my God. He would have seen a bird, though.
Surely he would have seen some birds. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But no dogs.
That's crazy. Everybody talks about, like, every article I see is like, well, this man never saw a woman. But never seeing an animal is way more fucked up. Like,
surely there'd be, like, I don't know, a balcony where he'd see just a woman walking past.
No, the monastery exists on, like, a cliffside in the middle of nowhere, and it only male tourists to this day are allowed to enter it.
Oh, my God.
He just never... Do you think he wondered? That's what I want to know. What did he imagine?
I was thinking,
people told him women existed, right?
I think he knew of women, but, like, what did he think they looked like? You know what I mean?
He would have seen drawings of them.
I guess so.
Or something.
Where?
I don't know. Was just, like, the tomes?
Yeah. I think all he did was...
a tapestry?
Like, yeah, maybe. I think he would be really disappointed if he ever saw a woman.
I reckon his eyes would fucking fall out of his head
like a fucking boob.
Imagine only ever reading about boobs.
There would 100% there would have been a little ring of smut, like erotica going around there.
Even under the guise of, hey, this is what you need to avoid. Like, don't look at this. I'm
don't
sharing it
this.
So that you know what not to look at.
Yeah,
I was thinking, my mind straight first went to what does he whack it to?
Yes,
assuming
great
it's,
question.
Assuming it's straight,
but it's monastery.
Yeah, he's probably not allowed to whack it.
They'd be whacking it, surely. Surely they turned a blind eye to whacking it.
Look, he's not... Okay, so he'd seen icons of the Virgin Mary.
Okay, so he's...
Apparently a historian visited him once and he asked if all women had halos. Because that's the only one he'd ever seen.
And that historian said, right?
So sad.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah, man. Crazy. I just think when he finally saw a lady, he would have been like, it's basically just a dude with a couple of extra lumps. Mm. I was expecting something
lumpy
way
guy.
Fewer lumps.
Yeah, some lumps, fewer lumps.
They shifted all the lumps.
Yeah.
This sucks. It's basically the same thing. I've been fucking screwed over here.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. Anyway. And then imagine when he saw a dog. He'd have shat and pissed.
Oh, dog would have been fucked up. Especially, like, the drawings from around that time period were not accurate.
You would actually throw up if you saw a dog.
Yeah. Most animals...
If you've never seen a dog and you see a dog, they're kind of gross. Like,
their mouth
is all long and giant. Yeah. They've got crazy teeth, big tongue. Yeah.
Do you know what I reckon would be a big fuck up for your brain? Not knowing anything about the water and then seeing a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would make me want to spew.
Yeah, because you'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? Is this
a
joke?
Their eyes are evil. They look too smooth.
Yeah.
They look like they're going to be squidgy, but they're so solid.
Yeah. Something really bad, if you'd never seen any animals, would be seeing a hippopotamus eat a watermelon. Because, like... you know, like when people throw a watermelon into a hippopotamus's mouth?
And it's gone.
And it's just gone? You'd be like, I... can't handle this.
Did you guys see, this is a news story from today, but this will get released tomorrow, so it's fine. That today in Sydney, 5 lions escaped from the zoo.
What?
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Oh my God.
They didn't escape from the zoo. They were just found outside their enclosure.
Oh no.
So they got out.
They got 5 of them, got out.
Fucking hell.
What's with Sydney? Remember the baboon thing?
Yeah, those baboons running loose in Sydney a while ago.
Somebody needs to check in on Sydney Zoo, dude.
Yeah,
is everything okay over there?
I remember working in breakfast radio when the baboons were loose, and that was a good day to be working in breakfast radio.
What's the silliest joke you made about loose baboons?
I can't remember. It just would have been some kind of baboon alarm, and there would have been baboon watch, and I don't
what
know.
What do you think scarier, like a loose baboon or a loose lion?
Loose baboon.
Yeah, it's the loose baboon.
Baboons are more unpredictable, I think.
Yeah. If a lion wanted to climb something, I think both me and the lion would know exactly how they could get about, you know? Like, if I was looking at a big tree, I'm like, oh, a lion could get up there. A baboon knows before me what they're capable of.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I could look up and see a baboon falling on my head.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, no.
You can find a baboon in your freaking toilet. Like, you know, you go into the bathroom and there's a baboon.
They scream.
Yeah. They're so scary.
Terrifying. That'd be an animal that you would shit your pants. Oh,
dude.
If you've only seen a man before and you see a baboon, oh my God.
I've seen baboons in my life. Little flex on everyone. But I've seen baboons. Right. Yeah. But if I saw a baboon in a context where I wasn't expecting a baboon, that would be the scariest thing in the world.
I think it would be. Yeah. You get like full on, like,
your brain would shred. Now. Yeah.
Baboons are not too far away.
It'd be like similar feeling to seeing an alien, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Or a horror monster. Baboons are not that far away from what we create when we make something that is primarily evil.
Yeah, 100%.
We're like, oh, let's make a fucked guy. Oh, okay, yeah. He's all hunched over and his shoulders are a bit wrong and his face is long. And he's, you know, they'll make him covered in dirt or soot or something, or they'll give him hair in weird places. Like, I've just looked up this lion thing. It was one lion and four cubs.
She was trying
to get them out.
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad.
She nearly did it too.
Yeah, she was doing a good job.
She's a good mom.
Humanity won in the end.
When I looked at it, they didn't really know, or at least it wasn't public, how they got out. Do they know how they got out yet?
Nope.
That's concerning.
Maybe by the time this episode comes out, we'll know.
You can tweet us, shut up, and we're hoping they don't do it again.
Oh, they did. They put them back in, they reopened the zoo, but they were like, don't go to the lion bit.
Yeah. We still got to figure out how to keep them in there.
That's so funny. Yeah, the zoo's open, but just like be careful now.
Just make sure you're listening out for the announcements because they'll get out again.
We don't know how they did it, but we are still letting you in. Okay.
Cool. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
Jackson, you're on part of the Bad Brain Boys.
That's true.
You're on Plumbing
Worst
the Death
brains
Star.
In the business.
You're on Thumb Cramps.
That's
you're in the
right.
realm now, I hear.
I'm in the realm!
Oh, you're in the realm.
So crazy to be
you're
in the
also
realm.
In Baseless Speculation.
That's true.
And you're also doing D&D's for Nerds, I assume.
Yeah, baby, I'm everywhere.
And there's probably Jackson Bailey Spooks America on Sans Pants Plus.
Yeah. Oh, and some Handle Creek as well.
And some new Handle Creek.
Yeah,
yes,
me go and Jackson.
Search Handle Creek. Imagination Adventures. Oh, dude, it's such chaos. It is unpredictable as hell. Go listen to it.
It is so silly. Me, Joel Dusha, being run through a game. We are teenagers at summer camp.
Oh, dude, it is.
It is silly.
It's silly. Yeah, go check it out.
Thanks for coming in, Jackson. Bye.
Anytime, baby.
Bye.
See you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.